When the 2014 school year starts this August, some high school students in the Rogers School District will be a part of the inaugural class of a new teaching model for the district. Ozarks at-large's Timothy Dennis has more on the Rogers New Tech High School.
New Tech High Schools typically consist of three elements. First among those is teaching that engages or using project-based learning to teach standards set forth by the Arkansas Department of Education in the guise of an essential driving question or project. The second element is referred to as technology that enables, meaning that the school uses a one-to-one computer ratio and lets students use those computers in pursuit of their educational projects and goals. The third element used in New Tech schools is culture that enables, a culture that is built upon trust and responsibility that allows students to take ownership of their learning process. Lance Arbuckle is the assistant principal at Rogers High School, but come the new school year, he will be the director of the Rogers New Tech High School, which was granted a charter by the State Board of Education in early January. He says that while there are a few other New Tech schools in the state, the one in Rogers will still stand apart from the rest on its own regard.
It's not the first New Tech school in the state, but it is the first new technology high school that is a standalone model. What that means is we're the first ones in the state that are taking two existing comprehensive high schools and asking kids to choose to attend the New Tech model, and no one else in the state of Arkansas has done that yet, and so we're going to be the first one to tackle that model, and we hope to show the rest of the state how that can be done successfully.
Although the New Tech model is relatively new, Arbuckle says that district leadership has been talking about options for students and facilities use for several years.
I began to be a part of those serious conversations about utilizing the New Tech model basically last year, and we used that time to, as a district, visit other New Tech schools, really investigate, is this something that we think will be good for Rogers public school students? Is this something we feel like that will be a good thing for our students? And after investigating it, after traveling to various New Tech schools, we had an opportunity to attend a planning conference in Michigan over the summer. We decided, yeah, this is an exciting thing and something we'd really like to bring back to our students here in the Rogers District.
Arbuckle says that New Tech schools really are a professional working environment, a notion that will govern the look of the new school being built in the former Rogers School Annex.
We are using some classrooms and knocking out walls, making larger workspaces, a lot of kind of storefront glass walls. You know, one of the goals that we have for Rogers New Technology High School is that it be a showcase school. And so we want to be doing things right, and we want to invite other schools, other districts into Rogers New Technology High to see what we're doing, how we've chosen to do that. And so we're trying to make the building not only pleasing and friendly to the professional educational environment, but also allow us to host those kinds of individuals so they can see what's going on in Rogers Public School.
The school will start with about 300 ninth and 10th graders, and the district plans on adding a grade each year until the school serves about 600 ninth through 12th graders. But Rogers isn't the first school in Northwest Arkansas to implement new tech education in its high school. That honor goes to Lincoln High School. Marianne Spears is the principal of the school.
We are a conversion. We actually got a charter to run that and gave us a little more flexibility with some things with the State Department's requirements. So that now we are all five grades, 8 through 12, about 510 students, all implementing New Tech.
Spears says that at this point, students' reactions to the New Tech model are probably mixed.
It's a whole new way of going about learning where the teacher kind of backs up and is more of a facilitator, and the students have to take more responsibility on their learning and doing a lot of research and different things like that. So a little stressful at first, a lot of growing pains, but going a lot better as we move forward.
She says that while some classes across grade levels have been integrated into the New Tech model, she hopes to integrate even more classes into the model as the program continues. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.